Mike Holliday. Woo!
All right, so usually I do a story that I know off the top of my head, but I happen to have a story that I wrote in school in like a half an hour before class that ended up being, I think, pretty funny, so I'll tell it. It's going to be in like a southern accent, so everybody knows. Y'all ever hear the tale of Little Rufus? No? We lived out there in the shack of the old bayou with his pappy Big Rufus, his brother Middle Rufus, his sister Rufalina, and his mama Jane. Sometimes they call her Lady Rufus. They all lived there, but they ain't really too important to the story. Now, everybody... No, well, hold on. Messed up there. Now, even though they called him Little Rufus, he's just as big as his daddy. Heck, he might have even been bigger. It's a good thing he had that going for him, because the boy was dumb as a summer day is long. You can look at that boy and tell the space between his ears was about as empty as a flute and squirrel. That's what they call it down here when you shoot a squirrel in the behind and a bullet come out of his mouth. Side note, that actually happened to a friend of mine as he was hunting. But anyway. Folks were telling him a joke and he wouldn't laugh at it until a couple of days later. Some people say it because he came out feet first when he was born. Other people say it's because all the swamp gas Lady Rufus was huffing back when she gave birth. There was one thing Little Rufus was good at, and that was catching stuff. There was one living thing he couldn't get the best of. Birds, rabbits, fish, squirrels of the non-fluting variety, and the common cold. You caught it, you name it, he caught it. One day he was out by the bayou, and he saw a frog. It looked pretty unnatural. It was big, brown, had green spots. Looked like he knew more about the world than Rufus ever would. He walked over to it and said, "Hey, frog, I'm going to get you." The frog just blinked. "Ain't you going to run away?" Little Rufus asked, gently expecting the frog to respond. Again, the frog just blinked. Little Rufus chuckled to himself. "This here frog too dang stupid to know how to run away. I'm going to catch him and I'm going to teach him. We're going to run us a frog race." He picked up the frog, put him in his shirt pocket, and ran home and started training his champion frog. The next few months, that frog went everywhere and did everything with Little Rufus. They went swimming, played in the mud, ate meals, they even used outhouse together. Like, they even had one of them inspirational training montages that people talk about. He loved that frog more than he loved his own kin. And the frog didn't seem to mind too much either. He just let the boy dote on them without nary bit of fuss. Sometimes you swear you catch a smile flash across the frog's face, which ain't make no kind of sense because frogs can't smile, but... Sometimes the love between the boy and his frog ain't gotta make no sense. Eventually, it came for the time for the big frog race, and all the kids from around the bayou with their best frogs ready to win the trophy. They fashioned from an old bike wheel, a milk crate, and three shoes and a garter belt. Everybody expected Jimmy, the 9-year-old kid from the edge of the swamp, to win this year's race because he had flashbacks from the Civil War, and that made him a master strategy. Petunia was another front runner because she was probably the angriest out of the bunch on account of being born only one eye. Kind of thing messes up kids, you know. One thing it didn't count on was Little Rufus and his secret weapon, mainly because this would be the first time he ever managed to bring the right kind of animal to the races. Last year he brought a skunk, and the year before that he brought half a beaver. Little Rufus looked at his frog and said, "Alright now, this is going to be a tough race, but you's a champion and you's going to win." Frog just blinked. Just then, he remembered he never gave the frog a proper name. "Can't have you being no champion without no name. I'm going to call you Hoppin' Jack Sampson, because you was a frog." He said, feeling satisfied with this choice of name. Once all the children placed their frogs at the starting log, they all got set at the other end of the patch, a small grass aid. They used for the race. They all started hollering for the frogs. Right away, 3 to 7 frogs hopped into a nearby pond. One got halfway down the path but got snatched up by a fox. Another one didn't even bother moving. That just left Hoppin' Jack and Petunia's frog Periwinkle. That frog took one look at Hoppin' Jack, sized him up, and died right down the spot. That left Jack That left Jack and Clear to hop along to the finish with no competition, which he did. By then, Petunia was angrier than a bull that got a bee sting in the testicles. She grabbed a big rock and tried to smash Rufus's frog, but he pushed it down and saved the day. As some of the other kids helped her up, Jimmy scolded little Rufus, saying that a man should never put his hands on a woman unless he's got no spirits in him. This is what Pappy told him, anyway. The kid started chucking rocks at little Rufus' self-esteem because of lack of depth perception and all. And then he grabbed his frog and his trophy and ran home crying the whole way. After sitting in his room open for what's been like a week, little Rufus came out of his room and asked his pappy for a hammer. Boy, what you gonna do with this here hammer? Big Rufus asked, not even sure his son knew exactly what a hammer did. I wanna make something, Pop, little Rufus told his pappy. Big Rufus smiled the widest smile he ever smiled in his whole life. This boy gonna make him boy's gonna make him proud. Finally, he wouldn't have to keep him locked up in the cellar when folks came by to visit. He hugged his son in a way a ashamed father would the first time in 12 years and sent the boy on his way. Over the next 4 days, from sundown to sunup, all you heard coming from the back of the shack was the sound of hammering. Jane was a little worried because she never seen her boy pay attention to anything for longer than 5 minutes. Big Rufus told her not to worry because that boy's going to make something real special. Just then, little Rufus ran through the screen of the front door shouting, "It's done, it's done." The whole family ran around the back to see what back of the house, and they couldn't believe what they were seeing. Right in front of them was a shiny thing. It was about 4 feet high, 8 feet wide, with all manners of lights and smoke coming down out of it. Rufalina asked, "What is it?" Little Rufus shrugged. "Well, boy, it's certainly a thing," Big Rufus said, wondering how nobody noticed this thing before it was done. Little Rufus nodded. Suddenly, Hoppin' Jack hopped out of Little Rufus' pocket and stood up on his back legs. Family all looked at him with wide eyes. "Little Rufus, I must thank you for rebuilding my ship. It would have been..."
That's where this is going. That's where this is going.
"I would have had the most dreadful time fixing everything had it not been for your sizable frame," Hoppin' Jack said in a most dignified voice. "What you talking about, Hoppin' Jack?" said Little Rufus. "You see, I'm not a native of this poor excuse of a planet you call home. I come from a world light years away and that is infinitely superior in every way. It's time for me to return there. I bid you all adieu," Jack said, putting on airs. "Can I come with you, Hoppin' Jack?" the boy asked sincerely. "First of all, my name is Othello Moonwaltz, and we know you can't," said Othello as he began to walk towards the ship. He jumped inside and started pushing all sorts of buttons and knobs, and when everything looked like it was ready, he took one last look at the boy's sad face and decided he'd take him after all. He opened the big dome on the dome window on the ship, waved little Rufus over, and he cheerfully hopped in, and they shot off into the sky. That was the last anyone's ever seen or heard from little Rufus. Nah, not really. They went on, like, several space adventures, including one time when Rufus saved all the aliens from this space manta ray who sucked out emotions. The end.
So I think we were going to tell that last month, but it kind of actually fit in with the theme this
exactly,
month.
Yeah, because there was like a family in
That's cool. And the boy made his own family with the frog.
Exactly.
Right? He made his own family.